This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Show here, bring up whatever you want. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. We launch here into the second hour of the program. Joining you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian
and Chris,
and also
nobody
is here as well. Coming up, the latest on the Democratic National Committee, which normally is a really boring subject. But the reason why it's going to be interesting in this one particular case is because they're trying to strip New Hampshire of its so-called first-in-the-nation status for presidential primaries. And they're now taking the next step in that direction. It's causing a bit of a stir, and it is, I think, really interesting news from the perspective of those of us who believe in liberty, those of us who are part of the libertarian migration here to New Hampshire. This is a story we need to be keeping our eyes and ears on. So I do want to talk about that coming up. But, Chris, I know that
was something we said?
Well, it has to do with the Democrats being upset about New Hampshire being the first in the nation presidential primary. So it doesn't have so much to do with libertarians. It has more to do with the Democrats fighting with one another. So it's sort of like a Democrat infighting story, but it is going to likely have a pretty nice positive effect on us. We'll talk about
that. It'll be entertaining to see if libertarians come out in support of Democrats on that.
Well, which Democrats? Because there's two sides of
right,
Democrats.
Oh, right. Okay, that makes sense.
So we'll get into it in a little while, but we're still on some tech-related stories. Chris, you had a story about Bitcoin, again, under attack in the European Union. Of course, it's under attack in the United States as well. But,
oh, for sure.
You know, this story could very easily have been quotes from the Federal Reserve or the Treasury Department in the U.S. They all are saying the same things about Bitcoin.
Pretty much. It does seem like they're a little bit more active, the officials in Europe, as far as...
Like legislatively, you mean?
I don't know, speaking out on it, I think. And just in general, they're like the banking officials.
I don't know. They're pretty active here in the United States. They're targeting companies like Library, LBRY.com.
I'm just talking about giving opinions, not necessarily like legal action. Obviously, legal action. Actually, legal action, I feel like, is happening maybe more here, or at least
criminal charges. We don't hear about
it.
If it's happening there, we don't hear about it. That doesn't mean it's not happening.
I think they're cracking down at a legislative level there more, but it's on like exchanges. Whereas here, it's less on exchanges and more on, I guess they're doing it through regulations here too, but there's been a lot more criminal charges against individuals selling cryptocurrency here than there has been in the EU. But it could just be, you know, that we're not hearing about it because it's not being translated, the stories aren't being translated to English or, you know, whatever, right?
So what's the news now?
So this is a story from TechCrunch, and it's interesting. It's an official talking about crypto. And the headline of the story is Bitcoin rarely used for illegal transactions.
Illegal transactions?
Bitcoin rarely used for illegal transactions.
For legal transactions.
Yes.
I remember hearing the opposite, and I can't cite who this was, right? I don't have the data in front of me, but somebody years ago looked at the blockchain or whatever and somehow was able to say that only like 2% or less of Bitcoin transactions were going into darknet marketplaces and things.
You have to remember that when they outlaw cryptocurrency, it makes all transactions illegal. Therefore,
all right. Yeah.
So outside of the government moving the crypto, the transaction's illegal. Therefore, you know,
I could see if that's what they're trying to say.
I mean, they basically. That's basically what they're doing.
That's the kind of slimy kind of speak you would expect from them.
On the road to irrelevance, say European Central Bank officials.
Oh, that is their total dream, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, this is just one big hit piece on crypto. But
who published this story?
This is from TechCrunch.
I
don't think TechCrunch necessarily. Mm-hmm. I don't think this is like a hit piece like from TechCrunch authors necessarily. Yeah, I haven't read the story, mind you, but it definitely is a sort of covering an official.
Yeah, they're on the attack.
On the attack, yeah.
Dancing on the grave of Bitcoin.
Yeah. European Central Bank officials alleged on Wednesday that Bitcoin is rarely used for legal transactions. It is fueled by speculation, and the recent erosion in its value indicates that it is on the road to irrelevance in a series of stringent criticism of the cryptocurrency industry as they urged regulators to not lend legitimacy to digital tokens in the name of innovation. So, you know, this is kind of interesting. Because it's not like cryptocurrencies and Bitcoin specifically hasn't declined in value before.
It's happened many times.
Yeah, it happens again and again and again. Mm-hmm. What would you call it? I want to say it's like capitalism. That's not quite the right description, but. It is a marketplace, and markets go up and markets go down.
It's a natural thing.
It's a right. That's sort of what happens in the free market.
And cryptocurrency, despite all of the attacks against it, is probably one of the closest things we have to a free market, an unregulated market.
I don't know if I'd go that far, only because there's been so much regulation, despite the fact that I'm talking about mostly this is on the exchanges, but it's the government keeps saying that it's unregulated. Like that's sort of the fear, right? But it is regulated. I mean, look at the KYC. I mean, they're going after you for not complying with what is KYC? That's regulation.
Know your customer.
Right. So, I don't know. I mean, yes, it's true. It doesn't have it's not backed by government, so to speak. So you might not get bailed out. But it's also never – it was not created to be an investment. It was created to be a currency, right? And don't get me wrong. Yes, there's people who invest in fiat currencies, but –
it's a crappy investment.
Yeah. I mean, generally speaking, you don't invest in currencies. So anyway, plus people aren't using it. A lot of people aren't using it. And what I would call investor type, they're not using it as it was intended. They're not holding the crypto in their own wallet. They're putting it on an exchange. And and Bitcoin literally came out of the 2008 recession as a means of basically giving the user control. It was to enable you to be your own bank, effectively.
Yes.
When you hand your currency or your value to another party, you're putting yourself at risk.
Big time. And people haven't learned that lesson yet.
Right, and people haven't learned that lesson. And people basically are being stupid, and they're doing the same thing they did before Bitcoin existed, but with Bitcoin now. And it's like, how did you expect this to go, right? Anyway.
Well, a lot of the problem there is everybody is susceptible to greed. And when Bitcoin first came around, we were talking about, you know, hey, we can bank the unbanked. There are people all over the world who can't afford a bank account. We can fix that with cryptocurrency. And then all of a sudden in 2017, everybody started worrying about the moon, and they stopped thinking about the actual use cases of Bitcoin. You know, I mean, micropayments are a huge thing. You can make micropayments with Bitcoin Cash. You can't make them with your credit card.
Well, I think this is the difference between what I would call the investor type and people who actually value freedom, right? And the reason that Bitcoin was created in the first
place.
And
technology. I mean, just as a technical feat, it's amazing.
Yeah, we use cryptocurrency not because we're looking to make money. At least I think the three of us would say that. I certainly would. Sure. I use it because of, you know, out of principle. I use it because it has the potential, to do really good things in the world. And the investor type doesn't care about using cryptocurrency.
No, they just want one number go up.
Right. They're just looking for the number to go up. I'm looking to actually use it in the course of business. And I do. But unfortunately, you do have a lot of people who that's not what they care about. All they care about the number go up.
Yeah, and you're right, nobody. The 2017 seemed to be this sort of major shift from the earlier perspective of sort of the libertarian ethos of cryptocurrency into this mainstream investment. This is a new thing and make the number go up. And now we're going to continue with the discussion, though. And the government, of course, is now on the attack.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813813. And find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813813.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live. You can join us. here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. It's Ian, Chris, and Nobody in the studio here tonight. The latest attack against cryptocurrency, specifically Bitcoin, where the European Central Bank is talking trash. They're saying Bitcoin is not used for legal transactions. It's mostly illegal. They said...
But there isn't much they've left legal.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, that's true. Let's see, what else did they say in there? Oh, they think that regulators need to jump all over it. Basically, they're trying to persuade the regulatory bodies in the EU to do their bidding, essentially, is what this is here, Chris, that you're sharing with us. Of course, you can join
us. They want to convince tyrants to be tyrants? That's going to be challenging.
Indeed. The Bitcoin.com, by the way, if you want to start learning about cryptocurrency, you should go to Bitcoin.com, click Get Started at the top of the page. Lots of valuable information there that will tell you the basics about cryptocurrency. Get some of the details on what is decentralization and why does it matter? Why does it matter if something is permissionless when it comes to being able to send value to someone somewhere in the world? I mean, these are things you'll understand better once you click Get Started at the top of the page at Bitcoin.com. You can also get the latest news headlines from them over at news.bitcoin.com. They're updated every single day with stories from all over the crypto universe. Once again, that's news.bitcoin.com. All right, Chris, what else do we need?
Yeah, there's one more thing I want to say. So it doesn't matter if Bitcoin is worth $2, $200, $20,000, or $2 billion, mm-hmm. right? It's still useful for conducting business. It's still useful as a currency. The problem with it falling is, or going up, is more of interest, I think, to the investor type. Mm-hmm. And don't get me wrong, I love it when it goes up.
Well, I think it's also interesting to the Federal Reserve, because I don't know if you guys remember, one of the first things that I said when I was trying to look for threats was pumping and dumping by the federal government.
Oh, yeah.
And I think what they did is basically first they bought the they used blockchain to buy the developers. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Sure.
Then they started pumping BTC specifically. And why? Because they wanted to keep all eyes on the chain they knew would never do anything because they already controlled it. Okay. And when you've got literally all the money in the world because you can print as much as you want, you can do that. Very easily.
What you're talking about is how Bitcoin, BTC, the sort of the original granddaddy of all the other cryptos, has essentially been captured. But even though it's an open source project, it's been captured by these big bankers who bought, you said blockchain, but I don't think that's what you meant.
It's Blockstream.
Blockstream, yeah. Mm-hmm. It's a corporation.
Well, I had a lot of developers, Bitcoin developers.
That paid a bunch of the main ones, right? Because technically anyone who can program can, quote unquote, develop for Bitcoin, right?
You can submit patches, right?
Things like that.
But they don't have to accept them. So and the people who get to decide whether to accept them or not
are the
controlled individuals.
And they ran out some of the originals, like Gavin Andreessen, who was actually a listener of this show. He's a libertarian guy, lives down in Amherst. He was the guy that Satoshi Nakamoto handed over the keys, basically, when Satoshi disappeared. He turned over everything to Gavin Andreessen. Well, they ran him out on a rail, basically.
Whatever happened to Gavin? What's he doing?
I'm pretty sure he's still down in Amherst.
Is he still working on crypto?
I don't know about that. That's a great question. If he is working on crypto,
I'd like to find out, because I mean I read his book. It was great, but I'd love to pick his brain.
Yeah, he's a cool guy for sure. I mean, he's in the neighborhood, so it's not hard to get together with him if that's what you want to do. So what else, Chris?
Yeah, so let's see here. The value of Bitcoin recently finding stability at around $20,000 when was an artificially induced last year gasp before the road to irrelevance. And this was already foreseeable before FTX went bust and sent the Bitcoin price to well down below $16,000, wrote. And
which is, by the way, higher than it was 2 or 3 years ago.
Something else to point out here is FTC... or FTC, FTX, that was actually controlled by not libertarians. It was controlled and targeted at
the Democrats.
Investors, right, by Democrats. So it's kind of interesting, you know, it's kind of interesting to see.
I think they found that he gave money to Republicans, too.
He did.
He gave some to Republicans, but a lot more went to
Democrats.
Democrats, and they actually used a different beard, I think, when they donated to Republicans. It was one of the other criminals at the company.
So it's not unusual for companies to give to both sides. So that's a common tactic. Anyway, the central bankers argue that Bitcoin's conceptual design and technological shortcomings make it questionable as a means of payment. Real Bitcoin transactions are cumbersome, slow, and expensive.
Which is exactly how it was kept deliberately, in my opinion.
It is. Yeah. And every place that takes Bitcoin is also taking Bitcoin Cash, right? Like, some of these arguments are kind of like...
Yeah, there are some idiots who think that that Bitcoin's going to end up with a monopoly and nobody will have any choice but to use Bitcoin.
But I can't even think of any places that take Bitcoin that don't also take Bitcoin Cash. And I think it's very curious that somebody's like, oh, well, because Bitcoin doesn't, you know, work well for, you know, because it has expensive transactions, let's say, right? That somehow that means...
Which it does.
They are higher than, say, Bitcoin Cash and most other cryptos.
Yeah.
But it doesn't mean that, like, crypto is dead just because. It's just another means of their mean of attacking it, basically.
They're basically saying, oh, the Model T just isn't the greatest car in the world. And as though the Model T was the only car that has ever been made. And it's like there's so many other cryptocurrencies that have built off of what Bitcoin created, and they've made things that are better and faster, right? Like they've made things. You mentioned Bitcoin Cash, of course. Which is sort of, I mean, it's not the true original Bitcoin because they have changed it, right, since that time. But it's been upgraded in different ways. And that's one of the things they haven't done with Bitcoin BTC. They've made changes behind the scenes, but they haven't helped it scale, right? They've done this stupid lightning thing that they've slapped onto it, which, and it's just so confusing.
Lightning is nothing like Bitcoin.
Yeah,
it's completely different conceptually.
Yeah, it's just a layer on top of Bitcoin. So,
and it's created by the very same company, this Blockstream. They're the ones who are behind Lightning. They're the ones who were funded with the big bankers' money, AXA, which is a huge international bank based, I believe, in Europe, and MasterCard through the Digital Currency Group. These are two of the major investors in Blockstream. So there's big banking interests that are behind this Blockstream Corporation. It should make people ask the question of why. What's going on
here? I've been asking it for a long time, and a lot of people think I'm crazy every time I talk about it, but it's like, it's not right. They understood what Bitcoin was for, and then they made these crazy decisions.
There's more coming up here. You've got more to tell us, Chris, about what's going on, the governments of the world, the EU, European Union, and the USA, attacking cryptocurrency like Bitcoin. We got more on the way here, and you can join us at 603-283-6160 on Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
U.S. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A coalition of railroad workers is calling recently passed legislation to avoid a potential strike despicable. The Railroad Workers United group said both Republicans and Democrats opted to side with big business over working people. The group criticized President Biden and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi for pushing through the agreement and called out Republicans for voting against providing workers 7 days of paid sick leave. President Joe Biden said Thursday he's willing to speak to Russian President Vladimir Putin about Ukraine in coordination with NATO allies, but National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says they have no plans to talk currently.
Putin has shown absolutely no inclination to be interested in dialogue of any kind. In fact, quite the contrary.
This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Chaebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
You can get yourself a free gold back from bullionmax.com/FTL when you purchase their Silver Starter Kit. We told you about the Silver Starter Kit. It's got 5 ounces of the most desirable silver products, and they're throwing in a free gold back. I got to say, I love silver, but the gold back is such an awesome product. Get yourself both of these things. Go to BullionMax.com. You can order only one per household. BullionMax is where savvy investors have been going to buy stable assets, really stable assets, some of the most recorded stable assets in history, gold and silver. You can get yours without talking to a salesperson, and your precious metal shipped fully insured directly to your home. Of course, the Silver Starter Kit is just for people that, you know, don't have any experience with this, or somebody just wants a great deal and they've never gone to Bullion Max before. But of course, Bullion Max has a tremendous inventory of all kinds of silver and gold pieces and rounds and coins, and see it for yourself. BullionMax.com/FTL to get started there. It's Ian, Chris, and nobody here in the studio tonight. Chris, you're sharing with us another attack against cryptocurrency, specifically Bitcoin, as the European Central Bank bureaucracy is lashing out yet again, trying to act as though Bitcoin, it's on its way out. This is the end. Just go ahead, dig the grave for it. It's over.
It's ridiculous. Bitcoin has never been used. This is just such a great quote. Bitcoin has never been used to any significant extent for legal or real world transactions. Is that the most laughable thing you've ever heard, guys?
Yeah, it is, because we live in a town where you can use Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies all the time.
I use cryptocurrencies pretty much every day.
You used it today. Multiple I saw you do
times.
It. You bought barbecue with it.
Yeah.
Or I guess you didn't have the barbecue, but you bought... We were at a barbecue
place.
I bought food at a barbecue place with it.
I mean, this is just so ridiculous. And it's the funny thing about this is...
Well, you didn't use Bitcoin. You used another cryptocurrency.
Did I just say Bitcoin?
Yeah. I'm sorry.
I use Bitcoin Cash. You're right. But anyway... the funny thing about this is...
I thought you used Monero. I know Monero was...
No, you're right. You're right. I think it was. You know what? Most of the time I'm using Bitcoin Cash because that's what is accepted at...
But this owner can take Monero.
But she can take Monero, so we had a conversation about taking Monero, and then I did end up spending Monero.
Monero, by the way, for listeners that don't know, is kind of like the premier privacy coin, whereas Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash and a lot of the other ones are completely public in that their blockchain or the digital ledger that they are backed by is visible publicly. All the transactions can be seen by anyone who wants to look. Monero, on the other hand, is completely secretive. Like you cannot know what's going on the Monero networks. Very, very interesting technology there.
Yeah, it is.
The governments really don't like that.
Oh yeah, they definitely don't like that. Which is one of the reasons why I like to see it more widely adopted.
I know.
I think it's going to happen. It's just a matter of time. And coming as somebody who does use it on a regular basis, it's not even like I'm just buying cryptocurrency and spending it. I'm accepting cryptocurrency through my business, mm-hmm. and my business spends.
ThinkPenguin.com.
Right. So it's like, saying something like this is just, it blows me away
ridiculous.
Because it's so ridiculous.
And
it's not true.
The problem is we know it's not true, but the average person who has only ever heard of Bitcoin on, various different news broadcasts, and maybe their grandson has Bitcoin or their daughter has Bitcoin, they've never really taken a close look at it, they're going to read this story and they're going to say, oh my God, Bitcoin's so dangerous. Hmm. It's being used for...
Well, the average person thinks that their COVID would have been much worse if they hadn't had 17 vaccines for it.
Yeah, the truth of the matter is there are a large percentage of the volume in terms of transactions that are occurring are in fact literally they're not illegal, but they're just trades, from one currency to another, right?
Sure.
And they're the investor type, right? However, that doesn't mean that there isn't substantial legal usage of cryptocurrencies, and there are, because if there weren't, there's no way my small business would ever be seeing people using cryptocurrency at it, right? It just wouldn't happen, and it's not.
Right.
And one of the nice things about cryptocurrencies is it's not like U.S. dollars, right?
Or
anybody can basically purchase from my company anywhere in the world in a currency that isn't tied to any specific nation, right? There's no conversion that has to happen. If you go and you try to use like a credit card to buy something from Europe, there's going to be a conversion cost associated with that. That isn't the case with cryptocurrency. Now, you might be saying, well, I have to buy Bitcoin or I have to buy cryptocurrency and that has a cost. Well, no, technically you don't. You could also accept it. Your employer could pay you in it. I mean, it doesn't have to be that way. Usually you don't pay a fee to accept it. There may be a small fee to send it, but it's a very, very tiny fraction of what it would be for, say, a credit card transaction or something of that nature. So it does. It has a lot of value. It would, if it did become more widely adopted, it would save billions and billions of dollars every year
in just fees.
In transaction fees. Yeah. And what it does is
and the banks would not
it undermines the bank's revenue stream or one of the bank's, traditional banking system's revenue stream, which is one of the reasons that these central banks and, bankers in general have such a hatred towards cryptocurrencies.
Sure.
They some of them understand sort of the danger to their own career prospects.
Yeah, it's a competitor.
They like their monopolies.
Right.
They like having special government permission.
Yeah.
to do what would be a crime if anybody else did it.
This is sort of akin to copyright, copyright for creative types. This is sort of akin to that, these types of laws that sort of punish Bitcoin and cryptocurrencies. It's basically
Scratch the surface of anybody that's defending the government, and you'll find somebody with privileges they want to keep.
Mm-hmm. Bitcoin also does not generate cash flow, like real estate. No, it's a currency. It's not supposed to. That's not what it was intended for.
What does it mean to generate cash flow? What does that mean?
That you're making money off of cryptocurrency, I think, or dividends.
But actually, the problem is that it's been generating too much cash flow, and that's what's gotten people's eyes off the prize.
It does actually seem kind of an odd thing to say, actually. I mean,
people have become billionaires off nothing but crypto, so to say it doesn't generate any cash flow is just kind of a lie.
It's investing in crypto is more like investing, I think, in maybe something like what would you call it? Like corn or some sort of raw material.
Commodity,
yeah. It's more like investing in a commodity than a company, right?
To me, it's more like investing in PayPal, except a PayPal that can exist outside the strictures. I've always seen it as I've always seen the backing of Bitcoin as being its ability to perform transactions, because that's the only thing you really spend Bitcoin on is transaction fees. Other than that, you just pass it around.
Yeah, I mean, the transaction fees, though, are so tiny by comparison to other means of, conducting business. And that, effectively, the most obvious one would be credit cards, right?
Mm-hmm.
Credit cards have, it varies, but it's usually a minimum of a 2.9% fee,
sure,
all the way up to, like, 6%. And really, that number you can double, because most businesses are also using credit cards to purchase their stock with, so therefore,
so you get hit with it.
You're actually getting hit with it multiple times.
By the way, I keep seeing businesses with those signage at their registers that show you got to pay more, 3 or 4% more if you pay with a credit card.
Yeah, and you know why you didn't see that earlier is because it's actually in the contract of merchants with the merchant processor to ban them from doing that. But then the law changed where they can't.
There was some court case.
Yeah, there was some sort of court case, something like that, and so they can do it now.
Yeah,
so
that's interesting.
Yeah,
those are popping up. Unfortunately, the last time I saw it too late. Damn it. I already paid with the card.
I avoid cards altogether if I can.
Yeah, I've just been trying to spend down my PayPal balance, honestly.
I understand that. I get it.
We got more coming up here in moments. The number 603-283-6160. And you can share your thoughts on crypto or whatever's on your mind coming up. We'll get into the DN.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Yeah! It is Free Talk Live. You can join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Talking about cryptocurrency again under attack by the government goons like the ones in Europe right now. And Chris has a story about that that he's sharing with us. Of course, the phones are open and you can bring up anything that you want to discuss. Also, don't forget that tomorrow night at 10:30 p.m. Eastern, you can join Nobody as well as Captain Kickass and probably Peakless Mountaineer for Beard Talk Live. I'm starting to lose track of the episodes. I think it might be episode 15 tomorrow night. There's been quite a few of these now. It's a thing. It keeps happening. So I'm glad to see that has caught on. It's kind of got a life of its own now. Nobody, are you going to be there tomorrow night?
I'll be there.
Excellent. Beard on, I take it?
I believe I'll be wearing it.
All right, excellent. So check them out tomorrow night, 10:30 Eastern. You cannot get that on the radio. It is an internet exclusive. You should be watching it preferably on our Odyssey channel, which you can access over at video.freetalklive.com. That's video.freetalklive.com. We're going to go to the phones here. We'll continue if you got a little more to share from your story, Chris.
Yeah.
Neil is on the line listening to K-Talks out there in Arizona. Go ahead, Neil.
Yes, sir. I'm actually in Golden Shores, Arizona.
Welcome,
I got a
sir.
Question about Bitcoin.
Sure.
Okay, and a couple of different ways of asking it. Say I want to go down to the local Mercedes-Benz dealership in Lake Havasu City and buy me a new Mercedes-Benz convertible, and I got $180,000 in Bitcoin.
Okay.
And the dealership doesn't take Bitcoin. Can I just go into my wallet or whatever and tell it to put 180 grand into my checking account?
Well, it depends on what sort of connections you have. Just like you need connections, you need banks that are talking to each other if you want to to move money from one bank to another. So if you have a...
The short answer is yes. Yes, you can with the right software.
Yeah, you have to have an account at a certain centralized entity like a Coinbase or a Kraken. These are centralized Bitcoin exchanges, which, of course, is a risky thing to do.
It's not the ideal situation.
It's not that risky if you're getting in and getting out just to make a trade. It's risky to leave your stuff sitting there for a long time.
Go ahead, Neil.
Yeah, because I bank with Wells Fargo. I don't know if I can put money in there from I have no idea how Bitcoin works, but I don't have this money. But it's a hypothetical question.
Mm-hmm.
And so if the dealership did take Bitcoin, and all of a sudden I showed up with a $180,000 Mercedes-Benz convertible, would I have problems because they're wanting to know how the hell I got that?
Well, I would hope that a dealership wouldn't be asking you questions like that, but I don't know what they have to do legally.
No, the government want to know how I got the car.
Yeah, I think that's an interesting question. It's not a money transmission issue as far as the dealership is concerned. I know that there are people who have bought vehicles from dealerships without presenting any kind of ID or anything like that. So I don't think there's a federal. I don't think it's a federal issue. At least
I thought dealerships have to go after paperwork with people with over $10,000 in cash.
Well,
but I don't know about other things.
I thought that too, mm-hmm. These are questions that are complicated to answer, I think.
And we're not attorneys.
So you may want to seek advice from your attorney.
But regardless about paperwork,
the general advice that I'll give you is whatever it is that you've got, what you want to find is the buyer who prefers that to what you want. You want to find somebody who's in the opposite position that you're in because, a lot of people are paying 12% above spot for Bitcoin. And if you can find somebody like that when you need to liquidate your Bitcoin, you're in the catbird seat.
Yeah, my big issue would be there if I all of a sudden showed up with a car, I obviously don't have the money to pay for my bank, or didn't have the money, when I went to the DMV to register, because they don't automatically register it for you here, are they going to want to know, how did you come up with this money to buy the car somewhere down the line?
Yeah, let me back up.
The other thing that you might want to consider is short selling the dollar. And short selling something is just borrowing it and then trading it for something else. And the dollar has been in a tailspin for the last century, and it's not showing any signs of getting better. So maybe it's a good idea to hold on to your coin and take a loan for the car. You might find that your profit on the Bitcoin outweighs the interest you're paying on the loan.
Yeah, so Neil, this isn't really a crypto question specifically, but backing up, let me say I have a little bit of an understanding of this. So I have a business, and we do transactions that are, way more than $10,000 here and there. Mm-hmm. And my legal understanding of it is this is from an accounting perspective more so than probably a lawyer perspective. But my understanding is effectively if you're doing like a check or you're doing some sort of wire transfer or a credit card transaction, there's nothing to report to the government effectively.
The bank is already going to report.
Something like that. If you do a cash, physical in cash, if it's over some amount of money, maybe $10,000, then they might have to do some sort of reporting. But I don't think that I believe I've heard of people buying cars at a minimum, and maybe it just didn't meet the threshold of the $10,000 or whatever the rule is in cash, and therefore they didn't have to fill out the additional paper. I don't know. But you can at least buy a car as I understand it, without having to go through that, you know, that paperwork that you're talking about.
Well, he's asked specifically about the DMV. If he goes to the DMV with a fancy car, I don't know about that. I don't know if that happens in some states and it doesn't happen in others.
It might be a state-specific issue too, right? Mm-hmm. So at least at the federal level, I don't think so.
Have you ever heard them doing that, Neil? Do you know of any friends who went to the DMV and they got questions?
That's not really what the DMV does.
That's what I would think. Yeah.
No, but actually it's the MVD out here, but they're going to want to collect. You know, I just wonder down
taxes.
The line, you know, mm-hmm. you know, you hear about people that show up with stuff that they didn't have the money to buy, and all of a sudden they got something. Somewhere down the line, if the government was going to ask me, where do you come up with the money to buy?
Well, never let the government find out you have anything, because they'll want to take it away.
Let's back up another moment. So when you register, depending on the state, you may have to pay a fee. And that
a
fee,
tax per
right.
the value of the vehicle
right.
is.
In New Hampshire, it doesn't matter. It's just a yearly fee. And it mm-hmm. may differ where you are. But at least for the vehicle, when you go to register, there's a fee associated with registering that's based on, it's a percentage, at least in New Hampshire, a percentage of like the blue book value of the vehicle for the year. Older vehicles get a bit of a discount, the older they are, and so forth. So like there may be some sort of fee like that that you would pay at the DMV or maybe wherever you register your vehicle. I think in New Hampshire, it's actually at the town city hall. And not the DMV, but I'm not 100% sure. I know I'm always going to City Hall, or I was back in the day going to City Hall for that.
I have never understood why the Motor Vehicle Department, why you pay a fortune for tags on a brand new vehicle, but if you got one that's 20 years old, it costs you, you know, $30, $40 a month a year to drive it on the road, and you're still using the road.
That's because they want to hit the people.
They rip you off for the same reason that
progressive. It's a progressive tax.
Because they can.
Yeah, it's a progressive tax. They hate rich people.
Well, yeah, except then they turn around and give big bailouts to rich people.
That's true.
I never got a bailout. You know, it's just they want to be able to hurt their enemies and help their friends.
Sure.
Because that makes them important.
Sure.
Neil, I hope that helps somewhat. I think your best bet would be, you know, like you said, not that you're in this circumstance or whatever, but if you can afford to buy a $180,000 car, you can probably afford an attorney, or you can afford to leave the country or something. So you might want to consider just leaving the United States and then buying a fancy car on an island or something like that. Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. All right, so the number here is 603-283-6160. Because these federal guys, they're not giving up on this. They're going to go in whole hog and try to get as many of these crypto activists and crypto people in business as they possibly can to make America a very unfriendly place for doing crypto and actually having cryptocurrency-related businesses.
In this case,
like
it was
that.
Europe, but...
They're going to run people... Yeah. Well, he's calling from Arizona, but...
Oh, yeah, fair enough.
But they're going to run people out of here. You know, there's going to be productive people who are going to leave the United States and take their crypto business away from here because it is not a friendly place to innovators. There's more on the way here. Hour number three is on the way. We'll get into the Democratic National Committee going to take New Hampshire down.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.